The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit ComplineChoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
Resist, steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Hallelujah.
people of strange speech. Judah became God's sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea beheld it and fled, Jordan turned and went back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like young sheep. What ailed you, O sea, that you fled? O Jordan, that you turned back? You mountains, that you skipped like rams, you little hills like young sheep. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the hard rock into a pool of water, and flint stone into a flowing stream. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into thy hands, O
faithful, raise the strain of triumphant gladness.
Come ye faithful, raise the strain of triumphant gladness. God hath brought his Israel into joy from sadness. Loose from Pharaoh's bitter yoke, Jacob's sons and daughters. Led them with unmoistened foot through the Red Sea waters. 'Tis the spring of souls today, Christ hath burst his prison,
season's bright with the day of splendor, with the royal feast of feasts comes his joy to render, comes to glad Jerusalem, who with true affection welcomes in unwearied strain.
Amen.
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Blessed art thou, Lord God of our fathers,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Let us praise him and magnify him forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and most merciful Lord, guard us and give us his blessing.
Amen.
We confess
to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us all our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee?
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. And let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. O God, who didst make this most holy night to shine with the glory of the Lord's resurrection, stir up in thy church that spirit of adoption which is given to us in baptism, that we, being renewed both in body and mind, may worship thee in sincerity and truth. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee may praise you in that city of which he is the light, and where he lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The anthem for this evening is Dum Transiset Sabbatum by the 16th century composer John Taverner. The text is from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. Alleluia. And very early on the first day of the week, they went to the tomb when the sun had risen, to go and anoint Jesus. Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Alleluia.
Dum transiset
Thank you.
Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit ComplineChoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.